From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Donald Trump is now officially the nominee. Late Thursday, U.S. businessman Donald Trump accepted the Republican Party's nomination for president. VOA's Jim Malone was in Cleveland and filed this report.
It was Donald Trump's biggest political moment in the spotlight so far, and Trump was eager to seize it.
Together, we will lead our party back to the White House, and we will lead our country back to safety, prosperity, and peace.
Trump sought to foster party unity after a sometimes fractious convention. And he also went after his Democratic opponent, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
After 15 years of wars in the Middle East, after trillions of dollars spent and thousands of lives lost, the situation is worse than it has ever been before. This is the legacy of Hillary Clinton.
The political focus now shifts to Democrats, who hold their convention next week in Philadelphia. Jim Malone, VOA News, in Cleveland.
Now, the speculation is running rampant regarding whom Hillary Clinton will pick as her running mate. Washington Buzz seems to have United States Senator from the Commonwealth of Virginia, Tim Kaine, as the front runner. The senator and former governor appeared with Hillary Clinton recently in Virginia, and here he is talking about Donald Trump.
But he's a you're fired guy, outsourcing jobs, stiffing contractors, being against minimum wage, being against equal pay for women, fighting with labor. He's a you're fired guy. And if you want a you're fired president, well, you got a choice. But we're making a different choice. We want a you're hired president, a you're hired president.
Secretary Clinton's selection is expected sometime later on today. This is VOA News. Turkey says it will suspend the European Convention on Human Rights during the three-month state of emergency it declared to purge perpetrators of last week's failed coup. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said the state of emergency's purpose is to be able to take the most efficient steps to return to democracy and rule of law. The Turkish leader said the armed forces would not take control of the country during this time. French President François Hollande announced a new supply of heavy weapons being sent to Iraq next month as part of military assistance in fighting Islamic State, but ruled out any deployment of ground forces there and in Syria. Speaking to reporters after an emergency security meeting on Friday, Hollande stressed the international nature of the fight against ISIS, saying that even if it was France that was attacked on July 14th, it was the world that was targeted. He also outlined plans to increase domestic security forces by 10,000 troops to protect public gatherings and festivities in France. The International Organization for Migration on Friday said that nearly 3,000 migrants have died trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea since the beginning of 2016. So far this year, 2,977 deaths of migrants and refugees trying to reach Europe by sea have been recorded by the IOM. More than 800 migrants arrived Thursday, bringing the estimated number of migrants and refugees who've arrived in Europe in this year of 2016 to 242,179. President Obama has lauded Muslim Americans as patriots and heroes and decried discrimination and violence against Muslims in the U.S. He made his comments at a White House dinner celebrating the Islamic holiday of Eid al-Fitr, which marks the end of Ramadan. In 2015, there were about 3.3 million Muslim Americans, making up about 1% of the total U.S. population. China has taken the first step to claim compensation from air polluters after a court in Shandong province ruled this week to impose an unprecedented penalty of nearly $3.3 million on a local glass manufacturer for its toxic emissions. Country's first ruling against air pollution has sent a warning across factories in China to better manage their emissions. And Indonesian civil servants have been ordered not to play the video game Pokemon Go at work in a bid to protect state secrets. Indonesians have been swept up in the frenzy of the game, designed to be played on smartphones and tablets. The game's been a huge success as it was launched 2 weeks ago. While it is not available officially in Indonesia, gamers have managed to download unauthorized copies. This is Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.